Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Knowing something that no one else knows can be a lot of fun, particularly when you go places. They become little secrets, and those secrets become special. And everyone around who doesn't know the secret serves as a reminder of the secret. Does that sound a little confusing? Well, okay, let me try to explain it a bit differently then. This story is titled Late Night Destinations. It is the tale of a journey a daddy and a baby girl take together. Not a journey for life, but rather a small piece of that voyage, very late one night. Along the way, they both learn that the best kind of journey is the one taken together. I hope you enjoy listening to this story of secrets and how sharing those secrets can make you feel. If you're listening to this as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Late Night Destinations by Zorro Daddy. I watched her primping and preparing herself in the mirror of the hotel bathroom. I leaned up against the door and folded my arms. She hadn't lost her touch and was still as mesmerizing as the day I met her. Stomping her foot, she became frustrated with what to do with her hair. I tried hard not to smile at the fussiness she couldn't control in herself. But a twinkle entered her eye, and an inviting grin turned the corners of her mouth up when she looked in the mirror and saw that I was watching her, soaking in every one of her movements and getting reacquainted with the essence of who she was. For now, she decided to feather her hair out and then put it into a ponytail, understanding that it was the middle of the night and that the trip we were about to take wasn't going to put us in the middle of too many people. She wore a hooded sweatshirt with a pocket in the front, a diaper, obviously, and an orange checkered skirt, which perfectly did not cover all of her diaper. Ankle socks and white tennis shoes completed her outfit. With a digital camera in hand, I opened the door, and off we went. The danger of discovery awaited us. Before I go any further, I have a confession to make. I have always loved the schoolgirl outfit look and variations of it, but namely the skirt, which is way too short for its own good. Now, the danger of discovery is a whole other subject, and there's no real mystery to its explanation. It's simply going out in public and putting yourself in a situation where your secret is at risk of being discovered. The thrill to doing this is how it affects you individually. There are some who have no fear and could easily stroll around as they pleased. There are others who vividly fantasize about it, but in reality couldn't fathom doing it. And those are the ones for which the danger of discovery will affect the most. This was the case with her, my beloved baby girl. And the fact that she was willing to test her bravery at a Walmart at 2 a.m. told me that discovery was a thrilling thought, so captivating she had to know what it felt like. And so did I. From the first step she took out of that hotel room, she became self-conscious, and her mind played tricks on her. I had already begun taking pictures, and through the lens I watched her taking the most careful and cautious of strides as she learned how to move while making the least amount of crinkle. She got in the elevator and breathed a sigh of relief. Her shoulders were shrunken up, and she began concentrating on short breaths now as she realized more clearly than ever what that danger actually felt like. But no one had seen her from the hotel room to the elevator, so the feelings inside her were going to get stronger, and she knew it. She looked up at me, and her eyes were a mixture of thrill-seeking and security-eating. I was so proud of her. She was finding the courage to explore the desires of her heart she hadn't been able to before. There were so many layers to her, and I was still seeing new ones. She clasped my hand and clung to my side as we walked through the hotel lobby. She put her head on my shoulder, feeling quite vulnerable and remarking how it felt like the skirt wasn't covering anything, almost like it wasn't even there. I assured her that while standing up, the skirt covered it all, but in her mind, that thrill, that danger, had begun. She felt like she was walking around in just a diaper. We got in the car, and she covered her face with her hands. She said she was nervous about what was to come, but couldn't help herself in being excited for it. It was wonderful watching her feel these emotions for the first time, and listening to her confess that being caught would be a little humiliating. She said there was a thrill to that thought. Now this was new. Humiliation as a thrill? I expected some new experiences for her on that night, but that was a new thought she had just put in my head. I'd have to absorb that one for a little while. We pulled into the Walmart parking lot, which I believe she said was located right on the edge of a bad section of town. Her heart was racing. And I must be honest about it, so was mine. I slipped her pacifier in the front pocket of her sweatshirt, just in case she might need it for nerves. Or perhaps for a wonderful photo opportunity, or two, or more, which may arise. The walk up the parking lot to the entrance was swift, since it was really cold still, and because she wasn't wearing much on the bottom half of her body. Our first task inside the Walmart, of course, was immediately heading for the baby section. But we had to get from the entrance to that section, which was at the back end of the store, of course. Holding hands, we approached the entrance. She lowered her chin and smashed herself up against me, looking left to the couple who were walking out of the store and right to the guy smoking next to the outside trash can. But none of them reacted to her, though she kept asking if her skirt was showing anything, and I kept assuring her it wasn't. You see, when we have something to hide, or a secret we don't want to get out, our minds tend to make it out to be worse than it actually is. We think someone can tell, or that someone somehow knows about that secret we're trying to keep. But in reality, most people don't pay that close of attention. Passers-by are simply just that. However, it was 2:30 a.m. She was wearing a super short skirt with a secret underneath. It was a chilly night in early spring, and her legs were bare. Not to forget to mention that a female will always receive a certain level of attention automatically when out and about. So it stood to reason that someone just might figure it out. Herein was the danger of discovery. And along the way, I was not only her protection, but someone who loved her very deeply and would challenge the world to defend her, if needed. The thrill was on. The entrance doors slid open, and she walked ahead of me as I turned the camera on. Putting her hands in the pocket in the front of her sweatshirt, she responded to the Walmart greeter's hello. I raised the camera up to take a picture as she walked past him, and through the lens, I could see that the greeter started staring at her legs after she walked past. I walked up to him and literally stood there for about 5 seconds before he noticed me. "Hello," I said to him firmly, startling him away from his stare at my baby girl's frame. I then followed after her, watching the tiny flicks of her head as she kept peeking left and then to the right to see who was nearby her. She was beginning to realize that the secrets underneath weren't obvious to anyone, though she constantly kept asking me if her skirt was all the way down, and she would concentrate on her non-crinkle strides when anyone got near us. But she was also beginning to enjoy the little secret we had. Knowing I was photographing her, she sauntered her way back to the baby section, taking her time along the way to stop and compare prices of groceries. And trust me, if you ever want to see the definition of obsessive passion, go grocery shopping with this girl. By the time you leave, you will know more about every brand of food item in every possible container size. You will be an expert at comparing grams to price. So she decided which brand and type of graham crackers was the best deal, and then headed into the baby section, right to the rack of diapers. My camera was primed and ready. In price comparison mode, she began to compare the prices of the boxes of diapers as they related to the diaper count in the box and the absorption type, and also if the diaper had cute labels or stickers on them. And she left no brand unexamined, including the ones on the bottom rack, which she bent over to see. Click! This one picture set off a million and one photo opportunity ideas. Some she played up a bit, like the one where she boldly flipped up the back of her skirt and gave me a sassy hipped pose to take a picture of. Others were a little more genuine, like the ones I took as she compared the pacifiers. Ho ho, did she love pacifiers. And as she looked at each one, comparing the colors to the size of the rubber nipples, to the pictures some of them had on the front, to those with handles, to those without handles, to those with detachable handles, I moved in for some close-ups. And I remember the expression on her face so clearly. Her eyebrows were raised high, and her eyes were widened with interest in what she was looking at. She even put her pacifier in her mouth herself. She was definitely in a little state of mind, and as always, was adorable. And from that point forward, she no longer worried if people were looking at her or what they might see. The thrill was still there, but now her mind was free enough to enjoy the thrill as opposed to enjoying the memory of it once we left the store. She was living in the moment, as it all was happening. I found it really neat that all the things which fascinated her were on the higher shelves, so she had to stretch and reach up to get to them, where just enough of her diaper stuck out of the bottom of the skirt to make for priceless picks. Of course, then again, this was a baby and toddler section, so putting a lot of those neato items up on higher shelves made good practical sense to keep them out of the hands of kids. There were two picks of reaching up that came out very sweetly. One of those picks was of the potty chair with the button which made the flushing noises. This sat up on the top shelf, and she became infatuated with making this potty chair make the flushing noise. So she would reach up, push the button, and then stand there, listening to the flush noise until it ended. Then she would reach up and push it again. And she kept doing this for several minutes, but every time she reached up to push the button, she had to stretch so much that her skirt lifted up with her, exposing the entire bottom half of her diaper. The skirt would slip back down over the diaper when she returned from the tippy-toe reach, but on the last time, it didn't. I walked over to her and pulled the skirt down, giving her bottom a pat before heading to the next section. But before we left the baby section, she spied a stroller over in the corner, also up on a rack. And attached to this stroller was a mobile with several plush cartoon characters dangling from it. She was able to touch three of them with ease, but to touch the fourth, she would have to do one more bit of reaching and stretching, for which I got one more unforgettable picture in the baby section. She soon found herself at ease with everything, even going so far as to give me wonderful poses to capture in photo, like when she stopped in the middle of an aisle and bent over to tie her shoe, which was already tied. She developed a cheeky grin, and she began enjoying this more and more. Nobody knew anything, and that was what made the thrill so enticing. By the time we got to the music section, she was taking major risks, going so far as to squat down in front of a rack, revealing as much of her diaper as she could without just taking the skirt off altogether. Then she walked over to the DVD bin and leaned down into it, pulling up an armful of movies, going through them, leaning in and getting another armful. She turned to me and smiled. I gave her an honest grin back. There was always a dance in her eyes, a liveliness which suddenly knew no limits. It warmed my heart to see her happy. The first step in falling in love is to see the other person become happy. In our case, falling in love was just getting better and better. I took a picture of her as she glowed before me, and then aimed the lens down at the skirt. When I caught the sight of the little butterfly iron-on patch sewn on the bottom edge of it. And then it was off to the toy section. And I knew exactly where she was headed. To the aisle with the most buttons to push. And she found that aisle in short order, giving me a playful grin before she started on one end and pushed the button of every single toy until she got to the other end. And by the end of that, she was in a fun-loving, super silly mode. Her eyes were now broad enough to cover her whole face, and a pinkish hue formed across her cheeks, as if she knew what she was doing, but was having so much fun, she couldn't stop herself. She began looking left and right, and I knew she was looking for that aisle which I called her Mecca. She hadn't found it yet, and searched diligently until it appeared right in front of her. This aisle was truly her Mecca. And what made it so? Well, the color pink, of course. It was the pink aisle. From one end to the other, down one side and on back, princess figures and tiaras and jewelry and games and tiny dresses for dolls and, well, practically anything else that a little girl would go nuts over. But she didn't play around in this aisle. Oh, no, 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 no. This was serious stuff. And she paid the respect to it all by maintaining her composure as she strolled down it, though she may still have been beaming with giddiness inside. Easter was on the way, and at the end of the pink aisle, she saw an end cap across the way with pastel-colored stuffed bunnies. They had floppy ears and were enormous. She walked over, picked up the pink bunny in front of her, and gave it the sweetest, most gentle hug. It was half the size of her body, which made her a happy baby girl as she hugged it. I had watched her go from being fearful to being silly to relaxing to flourishing in her own little world, happy and enjoying every little feeling that entered her senses. We stood in the checkout line to pay for her pacifier, arm in arm, and yep, there were some lookers behind us. Perhaps it was best that we were ready to leave, since the skirt couldn't hide the fact that her squats and bends and photo poses had bunched the diaper up and shifted it at this point. As she placed the pacifier on the conveyor belt, I smiled at her, thinking how I no longer looked at how things were going to happen. Nighttime destinations for fun and thrill only make clear the more important journeys we take in life and who we choose to take them with. The memories we had made along the way that we would never tell anyone, the little adventures, the little secrets, the peace we found in moments of chaos, those times when we didn't speak, those times when we spoke from the heart, the diapers I changed, the pacifiers she nibbled, the challenges of growing together, the laughter, the smiles, the anger, the joy, the pride, the sorrow, the letdowns, and the triumphs. We made our way out to the car, and I made certain to say goodbye to that Walmart greeter. There would be so many more miles we would travel, and so much more we would do, but for right at that moment, we delighted in the simple thought that whatever we would do, we would be doing together.